This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest today is Tonda Gosnell. She's here with us today to talk about Healthy Yancey and its upcoming event. Welcome, Tonda. Tell us what you have for us today.
Well, thank you, Steve. I would like to let your listeners know about Healthy Yancey's upcoming breakfast that will actually be held Tuesday, March 18th at 7 a.m. Our partner, Glenn Raven Mills, has actually graciously agreed to host the breakfast at their facility, so it will be at Glenn Raven.
Tonda, how much is the breakfast going to cost?
Well, the great thing is that it's free. Healthy Yancey, along with Glenn Raven, is providing the breakfast at no cost, and anyone in the community who's interested in coming is welcome.
Tonda, I know that Healthy Yancey has hosted breakfast in the past with different topics. What's the focus this year?
Yeah, we have done it yearly, and this year the focus of this breakfast is physical activity. So Healthy Yancey wants to know how we can help people in Yancey County be more physically active, because there are such great health benefits that you get from being more active. One way we thought that we could do that is to have a forum like this breakfast for community folks to share what our resources for physical activity are. And we're talking beyond what you think about as a fitness routine, like jogging and lifting weights. Now, although those are important, we want to know about a variety of activities that people of all ages, strengths, and fitness levels can join in, all kinds. So we've actually looked at walking, biking, hiking, boating, horseback riding, places and ways our seniors can be more active, and even ways people with health problems can be more active. So Healthy Yancey has identified some of those, but we know that the community really knows best, and this breakfast is a great place to share that information.
You'll have some speakers at the event to share resources that Healthy Yancey has already identified. What can guests expect to hear about?
Well, we're really excited that we do have a few community members that have agreed to briefly talk about what's already happening in Yancey County around physical activity. So guests will actually get to hear about Yancey County schools and what they're doing to help kids in our county be more physically active. And I know that parents of school-aged children will be particularly interested in that. We'll learn about what Graham Children's Health Services and the county are doing with the old Burnsville Gym, because there's a lot of work going on there. And we'll also learn about the next steps for the county's comprehensive recreation grounds. And, of course, we hope to gather what resources our guests know about also.
And what will Healthy Yancey do once they've gathered this information about physical activity resources?
Well, the plan is to create a single resource, whether brochure or booklet, that will outline all those physical activity opportunities that people in our community can have access to, and, of course, to share that. So this really is just a great opportunity for people and groups both to share resources they know about and to learn about others.
Tonda, one more time, tell us about the breakfast and give us the details.
Certainly. The Healthy Yancey breakfast will be held Tuesday, March 18th, and begins at 7 a.m. at Glen Raven Mills. It's free to anyone who wants to come. So anyone who's interested in knowing more about physical activity resources in our community or who want to share what they already know about is especially encouraged to come. If you want more information prior to the breakfast, you can call our Healthy Yancey coordinator, Suzette Renfro, and you can reach her at 682-7899. And the details, of course, are posted on your WKYK website. So we just hope to see everyone there.
Thank you, Tonda Gosnell, talking about Healthy Yancey and an upcoming breakfast. We wish you much success with your project. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.